Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrillhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Matt, you understand how this year game is played.
I sure do.
Fantastic. Today, you have your choice of one of three categories. And today, we offer you the wonderful world of drugs. We have Animalized This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally today, License to Spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Ooh. It's always a good idea to go for drugs.
All right, drugs it is.
Which one? Sorry.
Drugs.
My bad.
You got to forgive Mike. He's on drugs.
Sorry, man.
You pick interior decorating, man. It's very uncomfortable in there. Mike tries to live the category. All right.
Oh, thank you, Spidey.
So Mike, take the olives out of your rectum. He picked drugs.
Okay.
All right, we go to Florida, where a man told... I told you to use the pitted.
Oh, my bad.
Where a man told police he does not remember breaking into a home wearing only a shirt because he was high on drugs. Police say residents inside of a home, they were awakened by a loud bang at the front door. When they went to investigate... The residents found 23-year-old Austin Alexander Smith. Any relation to?
Nope, we're not claiming him.
In the living room, wearing only a T-shirt with no pants or shoes. And to make the situation even weirder, he was holding a carpet cleaner in his hand. Now, according to the Winter Haven Police Department, the resident yelled at Smith, who immediately ran out of the home, dropping the carpet cleaner. Officers found him walking about a block away. Police said he broke into the home by kicking down the door. And he told officers he didn't recall what he was doing because he was high. And the cops believed him. The question is, what was he high on? Crack, meth, heroin, or mushrooms? Crack, meth, heroin, or mushrooms?
Huh.
Why would you take off your pants and your shoes, leave your shirt on, and try to steal a carpet
cleaner? Matt, go on shrooms on my side, brother.
Why would you go Winnie the Pooh in someone's house with a carpet cleaner? That's weird.
Well, the drugs qualify that. It's just which one gets you to do that.
I'm going
to
say meth. Meth for 10. Yep. All right, Matt, what do you got?
I'm going to go mushrooms.
You're going to go mushrooms with me.
Okay. Two shrooms.
What was this guy on? Crack, meth, heroin, or mushrooms? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Categories drugs on profile this way to Florida, where a man told police he does not remember breaking into a home with no pants on because he was on drugs. Was he on crack, meth, heroin, or mushrooms? That is the question.
And Matt, that's the question we posed to you. Let's first begin with a texter, Marty, who said, okay, well, first, let's ask Thrill what he was on when he was naked in someone else's place with only a motorcycle helmet. Believe it or not, that was just whiskey and weed. Nothing more. But lots of both. All right, but Matt, the question that we pose to you is about our friend in Florida. And we start with you and Miles Montgomery, both of whom said shrooms. It was not shrooms, although not a bad guess, all things considered. Ted, you went with the old methamphetamine.
I did. And
big winner, winner, chicken dinner. Now for all the new TV news, all-time topper, TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, I did talk about it yesterday, so I'll start with it. Weather was a little cooler. I'm a damn football junkie.
Yeah.
So I watched the first episode of Quarterback, all right, on Netflix. So this season, you're following around Jared Goff, all right? Now he's in Detroit. Kirk Cousins.
Where is he?
So this is Kirk Cousins. And it's good because it comes out right now. But it's everything that backed up to last year, right?
So he's still in Atlanta?
So he's just getting to Atlanta.
Okay, all right.
Right? And in Kirk Cousins' defense, he makes it very clear with him and his wife. He's like, look, we loved Minnesota. We didn't want to leave, but they were only offering like a year-to-year deal.
Yeah.
And he's like, Atlanta was going to give me more. And to his credit, and to Minnesota's, he was, you know, he's a little bit older for a quarterback.
Sure.
And he's coming off a torn Achilles.
Right. Yeah, I get it, man. They're like, well, you're not going to get a long-term contract with a lot of money at your age with that injury. That's all. It's almost not even personal. It's like, come on.
Right. So then the Falcons gave it to him. And then it's interesting watching him see them draft Michael Penix Jr. And he's like, I might have thought different about coming here.
Like, or don't move your family. Like, dude, I'll get an apartment.
Yeah.
I'll fly back and forth. I'm only going to be there for half a year.
Right.
You come down and see me. We'll keep our house in Minnesota if you like it here. Kids can still go to the same schools. That kind of deal, you know? I wouldn't keep moving my family around.
No.
It is. And the other interesting thing is seeing Jared Goff, right? Joe Burrow's the other quarterback. Joe Burrow, honestly, they call him Joe Cool. He is. He's just cool. Yeah, I don't know how to explain it. He just has a cool air about him. And, like, he just seems like a cool guy. He gets everybody fired up. And then, like, when they ask him about big games and he talks about losing the Super Bowl, and he's like, it's a massive game. And he's like, I've been playing this game my whole life. I've been in a lot of big games. He's like, I don't think about it as being any bigger. He's like, every championship game I played in was super important to me.
And in the end, you got to execute.
Yeah.
Whatever game, man. Yeah.
It's just interesting. But Jared Goff is what I want to talk about. A, well done, Mr. Goff. His wife is gorgeous. B, is that I had watched Hard Knocks before with him when he was with the Rams, and he's such a California guy.
Oh, yeah.
But was he the guy that didn't know the sun set in the west?
That is correct. That was him.
So he came off as kind of a,
idiot.
But he grew up in California.
I believe he did.
And that was kind of the thing. Yeah. Okay, like, bro. You know, and he's like, damn, man.
Just over the water, I guess.
Yeah.
Never really thought about it.
Right, so that big trade where they send Stafford, you know,
To L.A.
and send him to Detroit, like, he just said, and again, I just love this stuff because once in a while we get to talk to players or a coach to get that inside info.
Yeah.
But he's just being honest. He's like, look, McVay called me. It was a short conversation. I had no idea. And he goes, I look at my phone 2 minutes later. It's all over social media.
Jeez.
So he was like, I'm upset. I'm this and that. And he says he keeps getting this one call. He doesn't know the number. And he's like, I'm not answering that. He's sitting there with his two buddies, finally answers. And it's the GM from Detroit and then the coach from Detroit. And just that guy from Detroit, you hear him talk. I mean, I got fired up.
He is. He's the guy that fires you up for sure.
Right. Jared Goff is like, they're just like, you're our guy. Like, blah, blah, blah. And then you see that love story with him in Detroit. Like, I have never thought anything of Detroit other than I don't want to go there. And now I'm like,
Detroit's not bad, man.
Well, Jared Goff makes it seem awesome. He's
dude,
like
the MGM downtown. Detroit is really up their game.
Right. And just to see a guy like that, and he's like, I didn't even know where Michigan really was. And he's like,
I believe that.
It's been so good for my career. I thought it was the low point. It's so much better. This and that. You're just like, this is wild stuff.
Good, man. I'm actually glad to hear that. Yeah.
It is really a redemption story, him going to Detroit, because he didn't do crap down in LA.
No,
he got him to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But they lost, and it was an ugly Super Bowl, right? It was like 13-6.
Right, that was against the Patriots, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. That was a boring Super Bowl.
Boring. They just couldn't. Yeah. So, I mean, it's like he still had a lot of years, and I just love they finally win that first playoff game, and the coach in Detroit just goes, well, you're good enough for Detroit.
Yeah.
I mean, they just chant his name all around town. You go to Red Wings games, and they're just like, Jared Goff.
That's got to be a good feeling,
no
man.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And it worked out for Stafford, too.
Yeah, Stafford got a ring.
I mean, the whole trade.
Finally got his ring, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's one of those rare ones where you go, I think both teams and both guys are happy with what happened.
Yeah.
Made me feel a little bad about cheering so hard for the Commanders last year when I was in that Lions bar. I was like, oh, man, I forgot. These Lions people are hurting. They're so
bad.
They haven't won crap in years.
Bad.
What's the last thing they won?
Never won a Super Bowl.
Well, was it Leland with the Tigers? World Series?
Oh, what's the last thing Detroit won?
Just as a city.
I mean, they haven't
We haven't talked about the Red Wings in years. Mm-hmm. The Pistons have been garbage.
2004, Detroit Pistons.
Yep.
All right, well, yeah.
Okay. 21 years ago.
Huh.
God.
Yeah. But it's good if you're a sports junkie or you like the personal side of sports, like watch that show. It's pretty awesome and stuff. And again, well done, Mr. Goff.
No. Just want to circle back to your wife.
Just want to say
thumbs up, brother.
Great
career. Happy to hear about the trade.
Can I get
along with the coach. Come back to your wife.
I'm going
to
say
she's a smoke show. Okay. She seems cool.
I'm going to say she's not a brunette.
She is.
She is.
Yeah.
This is not exactly what I thought your type would be.
Well, listen, people have types, but you can recognize beautiful when you see her.
I just Googled it. I'm right behind you.
I mean, she's in SI Sports.
Man. Whoa.
Oh,
Mr. Goff. All
right. You champion.
No wonder he's in a good mood.
Yeah.
Oh, it's right there. It's the first thing that pops up. It's not even him. It's Jared Goff's wife.
Yeah.
Every thread I've had with my
Holy
sports buddies,
cow.
This has been all morning, has been different threads.
Holy
like,
cow.
Did yeah. you watch quarterback season?
Wow.
Season two? Did you see Jared Goff's wife?
Yeah. Well, okay, then.
Who
Good
needs
for
a,
you.
Who needs a Super Bowl ring?
I wear my ring somewhere else, fellas. Uh-huh.
Wow. Wow. Golly.
Now,
well, listen. I'm going to watch this, and it has nothing to do with the quarterback. How do the other wives compare? Not that I care.
Hang on, I can't even check.
Well, Burrow's not married.
All right, that's right.
So his love life doesn't show up.
And Kirk Cousins' wife is
she's probably exactly
she's
what you expect.
She's a looker.
Oh, 100%. She's just not SI swimsuit model.
No.
Right? Yeah. As most of our
his
wives
wife
are.
Is, like, yeah, like any of us would be like, holy cow. Yeah. And credit to Kirk Cousins. I think he's updated his wardrobe a little bit.
Oh, has he? I think his kids have asked him to.
Well, after the first season, I respected it.
Oh, yeah, she's beautiful.
He was just like, look, my wife dresses me. We shop at Target.
Yeah.
Right? Which is nothing wrong with
him.
No,
there you go.
No.
But you could tell, like, obviously that first season had an effect on him.
Oh, yeah.
He just looks a little cooler now.
I bought a t-shirt at Target years ago. That thing was, it stood up for like 10 years.
Yes.
It was one of the most, my favorite, Durable. Most comfortable t-shirts that I've ever had.
Oh, yeah.
Their clothes are great.
I have a random button up from there that I wear out, and people are like, that is a really cool shirt, man. Like, where'd you get it? I'm like, Target. Now, let's assume those are all good wives. Sometimes there's bad wives. So Gary Coleman's ex-wife.
He was married?
Yes.
Damn.
So there's a new show premiering this week on A&E called Lie Detector, Truth or Deception.
Okay, thank God. I thought it was going to be like, who threw Gary down the steps?
Oh, hang on. Miles, hang on.
What?
So part of this, the first episode puts Gary Coleman's ex-wife, Shannon Pierce, or Price, on the hot seat and asks her questions about the fall that led to Gary's death in 2010. Mike, go ahead and play that audio.
The exam had to do with Gary's fatal fall.
Okay.
I asked you the following relevant questions on this test. Did you physically cause Gary's fall?
Mm-hmm.
You answered no.
Right.
I also asked you, did you physically cause Gary to fall that day? And you answered no. And the results are, you failed that exam with deception regarding Gary's fall.
That's false.
That's false.
Murderer!
So it's funny you asked that. Now, of course, she doesn't agree with the results.
Of course she doesn't.
She said we're, quote, we are extremely...
Yeah, that sounds about right.
So we're extremely disappointed with the overall experience of both the polygraph testing and dealing with A&E. From the beginning, it was apparent they cared more about ratings than finding the truth.
Yes! It's A&E, not the FBI, dumbass.
Did he really fall down the steps?
Yes. Well, it depends who you ask.
That's right.
Pull up a picture of her, okay?
Because he... Okay.
And I don't want to judge a book by its cover, but if you told me this woman is a murderer, I would believe... There's a few people you can look at. I told you what I thought of.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, well, yeah. Okay.
She looks like... Even if Gary Coleman were still alive and I met him in person, I'd say, hey, man, I saw a picture of your wife. Be careful.
Careful, dude.
She's plotting the night. Death, okay, granted, I was half asleep. But the night I was going to get water and fell down the steps, all right? I do remember tumbling through the air. And, I'm 6 feet tall.
Yeah.
So I do remember hitting my head. But when I landed at the bottom, my feet both stuck the landing at the very bottom of the staircase, right? It took me like a day and a half, and Steve remembers this. It took me like a day and a half to remember that it actually happened. I came hobbling into work. I did not know I did it. I could not remember doing it.
My back hurts.
No, it's like 2 days. He's like, dude, I feel like someone beat the piss out of me. I hurt everywhere.
Yeah. But so when I remembered, I was like, that's right. I fell down the steps. I fell down the steps all the time when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
So, okay, I have a theory. This is completely inappropriate, but I don't care. When you're a kid, and you fall, all right, it doesn't hurt as bad.
Sure.
Because you're closer to the ground.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
You're not as tall, all right? So for Gary, I can't see how much damage he could
do. Okay,
so
but he's still old. Believe,
it doesn't matter.
It does.
He's 4 feet tall.
You get more brittle when you get old, man.
I know, but that doesn't kill you. You might break your bone.
Right.
It's just about hitting your head.
Yeah.
I mean, sadly, like Bob Saget.
Yeah, but I mean, right. Those big ass cheeks. I mean, it could have
cushioned the. It should have been fine.
This is not great. Obviously, they're, as Mike said earlier, they're inadmissible in court. So this is all spectacle.
Sorry. Speculation.
Speculation.
It is, but you know, but this is my thought too. One, they care about ratings more than finding the truth.
Correct.
It's A&E. It's a cable. No, look, I'm going to let you in on a secret. F yeah, they are. They don't care about the truth. They want people to watch the show, right. Whatever the truth might be. Two, why would you volunteer to go on that show? Because on the one hand,
if you know you did it,
no one would be dumb enough. But then again, as I've gotten older, and a boss told me years ago, don't ever underestimate how dumb people can be, and that's proven to be true.
Yes.
Right? So, and I hate to say I'm judging the book by its cover, but it's like, all right, these are suspicious circumstances. You failed a polygraph, which I cannot believe you took. But anyway, then I look at your picture. It's all suspicious. Look, I don't know. But if you had a court case just based on your gut, right? Look, we present no evidence. I'm like, right. Guilty.
Who do you think
okay,
did
but
it?
Look, yeah. Okay, we work at a company. They offer life insurance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They give it to us whether we want it or not, right?
Uh-huh.
I mean, it's just part of our – it's a great deal.
Yeah.
We work for a company. If you work for McDonald's, you have a life insurance policy. All right, or you have the opportunity to buy into one. Mm-hmm. When you are an independent actor, it's up to you.
Correct.
To go get health insurance, unless you can get it through AFTER or SAG. You can get it through those organizations. But if you're not proactive on that, you don't have that. Like, I don't have an independent life insurance policy separate from my
right. Right. There's the one that
I didn't go. I don't have it. I would never have rental insurance. You know, like, I'm one of those dudes. I just never think about it. But I don't think she was. I don't think Gary had a lot of money when he passed on. So I don't know what the incentive would be to kill Gary Coleman, because we talked to Gary Coleman. He was willing to be our political correspondent from California during the elections.
No kidding.
He didn't have anything else going on. He didn't want any money.
Right. He wasn't busy.
He didn't. He
well, and they're just asking nothing. If she had anything. So, like, I think there's also a good chance that, like, I don't.
What do you think, Dad?
I think maybe they were partying or something, and that's why her brain thinks she's guilty.
All right.
But Miles is right. Like, I don't know.
What are you getting out of this?
Yeah. But I mean, also agree with Thrill. She's pretty famous for being his ex-wife.
Mm-hmm.
We all know he fell. Like, what questions do you think they were going to ask you?
Right.
You think they were just going to be like, was he a good guy? Or like,
I don't care what you think they're going to ask. I'm not doing a TV show hooked up to a lie detector.
Right. They're not going to ask you anything fun.
Because I've lied about many things that no one needs to know.
I don't think Todd Bridges is living off the residuals from different strokes.
Not well.
I don't think that's possible. That's what I'm saying. Like, what is the motive here? Even if she did, I mean, unless she just wanted a divorce, I don't know if you do that.
All right. 40th anniversary of Live Aid is this Sunday. I was going to say the official YouTube channel will be celebrating with 10 hours of footage. There's a 4-part documentary called Live Aid, When Rock and Roll Took on the World. That's on CNN at 9 p.m. Sunday night. But here's the main thing. You won't see Led Zeppelin, in any of this.
Really?
Yes. The 3-song set that reunited Robert Plant, Jimmy Page, and John Paul Jones was such a disaster, they refused to let any of the footage be included on the official
release. Oh, they just thought it sucked.
Right.
Okay.
No kidding.
I can respect that.
But there were some great performances during, right.
They're just saying they hate the performance so badly. Page, I guess he previously mentioned that in a former interview that Phil Collins, who was one of the two drummers filling in for John Bonham, couldn't properly play the beginning of Rock and Roll.
Oh.
They had less than 2 hours to rehearse this.
I was about to say, did they just not practice? Like
they basically just kind of threw it together. And then, which Phil Collins is helping out, you're Led Zeppelin, you figure, oh, they'll get it. But only 2 hours still isn't a lot
that
of time.
Ain't a lot of time.
And even Phil Collins, he's talked about it. He said he should have walked off. He didn't need to be there. He felt like a spare part.
If I recall, too,
you're in Zeppelin.
Phil Collins played all 3 continents.
He did
that day. Think about
it. Or at least 2 of them. Yeah,
or 2, or whatever.
He made
it
a point to
fly. Yeah, he went back and forth to Philly and London or wherever it was. And I mean,
oh my!
So he was probably fried.
That was the big thing.
He's probably fried anyway.
Yeah. Well, I also kind of respect that for Zeppelin too. That's such a legendary band. They're just
they have enough control over it where they can tell them not to show the footage of their concert?
Led Zeppelin can.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I mean, you own the rights to your music.
About to say they probably own it. So.
Yeah. And if it's that bad, like, let's not revisit that.
Okay. And if it's that bad that you care that much, that was bad.
Your entire career, they've been around for a million years. Like, oh, that show?
Like, look, we've had bad shows before.
But none we ever can.
You can bring up the Mud Shark. I'd rather talk about that.
That's right. Like I said, I highly recommend watching Quarterback for any of a multitude of reasons, but also if you're an Always Sunny in Philadelphia fan, 17th season premiere tonight over on FX. You want to check that out.
Damn. Thank you, Ted. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Florida man celebrates his 57th birthday by doing meth and then stealing a train.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, an Australian man crawls out of a grave after taking a bullet to the brain. In Montana, a herd of cattle make a grizzly bear run in fear. A rodeo bull named Sauce Boss is the escape artist of the year. And a man thankfully leaves his cell phone in a hospital because now he's in jail.
Yeah.
It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to Australia, where one man defied the odds. Surveillance footage was reviewed showing a man stepping into a white car with some unknown individuals before driving away to an unknown location. It's been deduced that the other men in the car are part of a quote-unquote contract crew, who are thought to be responsible for a number of deadly attacks in the area recently. And our man fell victim to one such attack, having been shot in the head and buried in a shallow grave in a remote location. But the reason this is making headlines, specifically my top story tonight, is that the man was later caught on surveillance footage at a convenience store near his grave, walking in covered in mud and dirt with a clear gunshot injury to the head. Walked right in.
Wow.
He took refuge in the store, but pled with the employees not to call emergency services, saying that a taxi was on his way to take him where he needed to go. Side note, I don't think there was. Employees of the store ignored his request of silence and called him an ambulance, who took him to the hospital to remove the bullet that was lodged in his brain. An investigation is now underway.
Good times.
How shallow was the grave that he climbed out? How bad are the hitmen that you shoot him in the head and he's not dead? Right. You shot him in the head, you buried him.
Well,
he is not dead.
And then they also said that they kept that story under wraps for a while, because I had the same thought, was like, well, now this hit squad knows that he's alive.
That's why he didn't want to go to the hospital.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was
thinking. Hey, let's not tip anyone off where I'm going.
Exactly. I'm still dead. I'm not here. Not to mention, I got a feeling that hit squad's probably not going to be around for much longer either.
I got to think whoever hired hit squad to take out the hit squad.
I would not be shocked.
And yeah, hopefully do a better job.
I mean, that's bad all the way around.
Right.
Shouldn't have happened. But once it's like, what are you guys doing?
It's like a comedy.
Side note, what gun did you use? Like a 22? What are we doing?
Daisy BB gun. Right?
I could only guess the 22, only because, like, remember 50 Cent got shot 9 times or whatever, and, like, one of them was through his mouth, but it was a 22.
Yeah.
Well, and there was some other guy that got shot in the forehead, but his dome was strong enough that the bullet hit, and then, like, it did a loop around his skull.
Yeah,
like, it just, I shouldn't say it doesn't have the power, but generally speaking.
If you're a hitman, step up.
Right.
That's all we're saying.
Just use a real gun.
We know you saved the money on the 22. No time to be economical.
Be a man. In other news, a man in the Florida Keys is celebrating his birthday the Florida way. You may recall the Ride the Duck tours that we used to have here in Seattle.
Yeah.
Well, down in the Florida Keys, they've got the Conch Train Tour, which takes visitors on a ride around the city to scope out, learn about the area, all that fun stuff. That's where
Barbara got naked and had sex with a raccoon.
He walked up to an employee standing by one of the trains, claimed that he used to be an employee, and asked for a tour of the locomotive. The employee let the man on, and that's when he headed straight for the front of the train, got behind the wheel, and took off. The employee later told police that he thought that he had permission to drive the train, which I don't know why you would think that.
Yeah, exactly.
Just seeing this guy like, oh no, he's good. The man was eventually caught thanks to a GPS tracker in the train, but not before he picked up a couple passengers and drove erratically around the area.
Hey, I kind of like this guy. I mean,
jump on, man. I know the area.
Key West is where the crazy people in Florida go.
Is it?
And that's in Florida.
Yes. So you think of that entire state, all the stories we read, Key West is the wackiest place all of them.
While he was being arrested, the man claimed that he merely borrowed the train as it was his birthday. Side note, that doesn't matter. He was searched after being arrested where officers found a pipe in his possession that he attempted to pass off as a weed pipe. It was a meth pipe.
Yeah.
It was clearly a meth pipe.
I like that. But it's my birthday.
You borrowed it. You're right.
Fair excuse.
I used to work for him. I looked for the news story. I was like, did he actually used to work for him?
Did he?
Did he? Find anything? Come on. No, I didn't see anything there. He's now facing several charges. Which, you know what? As far as birthdays go, that's a way to get it done. Well done. To Arkansas, where a bonding moment between a woman and her grandchild turned tragic. The 71-year-old woman took her 16-year-old grandson on a cross-country road trip to go and pick up a sports car that she had bought for him, even though he isn't licensed to drive.
Uh-oh.
What's more, he's already gotten bad driving offenses. The kid's not licensed
he's 15.
To drive. 16.
And he already... Oh, he is 16.
Right, and he's got driving offenses. He stole, a family member's car and drove erratically. What are we doing? Anyway, what's more, she took the next step after making it to their destination and bought the car. She allowed him to drive it home.
Jesus.
They're in several states over. They're from, like, Fayetteville, and they drove to Arkansas.
Jesus.
Okay. On the way, a race began between the two. Smart move. with the kid reaching speeds of 155 miles an hour because you gave this dumbass a sports car.
Yep.
155.
And it was at that speed that he rear-ended another car with two young ladies inside, sending them into the lane of oncoming traffic where they got into a head-on collision with a semi-truck heading in the opposite direction.
Jesus.
Police arrived on the scene and arrested the two on second-degree murder charges. At first, it was manslaughter charges, and then that got upgraded to second-degree murder just because, I got to assume it's just because of how stupid the situation is.
Everything about that is stupid.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever gone that fast in my life.
No. When I had my Camaro.
Unless I'm on a plane.
You're right.
Yeah.
What did you rip that thing to?
I had a Camaro, a V8 engine. You know, it's the SS. It's the Mac Daddy. Other than the Z71 or whatever. But I think I cracked that thing 3 digits one time, and I made it to like 108.
And you're like, that's good.
Right. Mm-hmm. And I was in Eastern Washington. It is straight as an arrow out there. Clearly no cops out there. There was no other drivers on the road. It's like, let's see what I can do real fast. And then as soon as I hit triple digits, I back down. Like, I'm a wimp when it comes to this sort of thing. I don't want to get caught because this is felony speeds.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not doing this. But wait for it. Down to Utah, where we get even darker. A man has been arrested after his phone was left behind at a local hospital with some troubling content. Child pornography.
Jeez.
An employee of the hospital contacted authorities. This is brazen. She called authorities after a patient's phone was found left behind at the facility with a pornographic photo of a young girl that was 6 to 9 years of age.
Was this like the screensaver?
His lock screen photo.
I was going to say, how did they get into his phone?
Right, that's what I thought too. It's like, was he just surfing porn there in the hospital? No, it's his damn lock screen. He was tracked down and arrested in spite of pleas for, you know, it'd be nice if this could just be a fine or if I could take a class or something like that.
That was okay.
Citing that he wouldn't survive in prison.
No, you won't.
You won't.
Also asking that there's a reason why.
Also asking that officers not tell his mom about the content that was on his phone. He's 46.
We're going to tell your mom. That's the least of your problems.
And this was in a hotel.
Hospital.
Hospital.
Right.
Like, how could you travel around anywhere with that as your lock screen?
Your lock screen.
Jeez. You have zero friends.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Something you live alone. I don't know. You live with your mom.
And I mentioned this in the office. Like, it feels odd to say, you know, people get arrested for crimes or they get busted for crimes all the time and they have different reactions, usually more toward the aggressive side or the denial side of things. When it comes to this particular charge, I see a pattern that these guys, they don't want you to tell their mom. They whimper in fear and promise that they'll never do it again. Like
hey, man, it's like the Epstein list. Huh? Hey, there just isn't one. Like, no one wants to face this crime that they commit. We all recognize it's a crime. Generally, outside of Congress, most of us think that this is a heinous thing. It's like, but it's always the...
There's a reason, please. Bill Clinton has not said a word in years.
Yeah.
Seriously. Most presidents say something. Mm. They go on a book tour. He does not want to be in a position to have to answer questions.
I'm good.
So he hasn't put himself out there.
But our boy here now faces several charges. But, you know, let's turn it back around because those stories left a bad taste in my mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
To Montana, where there's strength in numbers. Video was shared online of a cattle farmer that had an intruder on his ranch. A rogue bear that had decided to run into the open field and test the waters of the herd of cattle. The video shows the bear charging the herd before being cut off and charged himself by other cows in the group. What's more is the cattle don't stop there. They continue to chase the intruder as more and more cows pile into the action and eventually form an angry mob rumbling after the bear. The video concludes with the bear having been successfully rejected and run off from the pasture, off to find a potential snack elsewhere.
Yeah. You don't get to just walk in our house and eat our kids.
No, man. Ain't happening.
Sorry, bear.
Men's room sports. The Mariners suffered a bit of a rain delay in the middle of their game against the Yankees last night, leaving in the fifth with no score. But unfortunately, after resuming action, the Yankees found the fire and put a whooping on our boys.
Don't put the pitcher back in.
I know. That was just...
Come on.
They won by a score of 10-3. But we do leave the game with some good news. Two of the three runs scored by the Mariners came courtesy of catcher Cal Raleigh, who hit a two-run homer in the eighth, marking his 36th home run of the year and surpassing legendary center fielder Ken Griffey Jr. as the Mariner with the most home runs before the All-Star break.
Bam. Mm-hmm. Did you see how much they kept zooming in on Big Dumper's dumper?
Yes. Come on, guys. Yeah. He's had this nickname for a minute now. You should all know this.
Here's the issue. I found out when traveling, it's only in Seattle.
Yeah, you know,
nobody else gets it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
But the Yankees TV coverage was all over. Like,
dude,
all right.
This dude's butt.
Yeah.
Game two of that series against the Yankees currently underway over on
the only thing I could think the entire time was, now the Yankees are going to go after him.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Yankees are just the Yankees.
Yep.
He'll be a Yankee. That's what's going
to
happen.
As far as your weather, more clouds tonight, taking us down to the mid-50s before we warm it back up again for the weekend, expecting a decently cloudy day tomorrow with sun breaking out late, bringing us up to a comfy temperature of 70 degrees. Going to be beautiful. That's it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Big Dummy. The head chef is back with Ted's Meat and Potatoes. Lovely Jolene's up next.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.